Om Shanti. 20th November 2019, Wednesday. Essence, sweet children, if you value Shiva Baba, continue to follow his Srimad. To follow Srimad means to value the Father. Sweet children, if you value Shiva Baba, continue to follow his Srimad. To follow Srimad means to value the Father. To love the Father, to value the Father, or to respect the Father means to follow his Srimad. That is the real love, that is the real respect, and that is the real giving value. If somebody says that I love the Father too much, but then there is carelessness in following what he says, what he wants, what is his opinion, what are his divine dictates, what are his divine commandments, then probably that's just a showy love. That's not the true love. So Baba says, if you really value Shiva Baba, if you really love him, if you really respect him, if you really have regard for him, then continue to follow his Srimad. So following Srimad needs few things. First, desire to know what is Srimad. What is Srimad? There should be intense yearning, intense longing within the heart to understand what does God want, what are his opinion, what are his dictates, what he says. Till now we had been hearing the dictates of the human beings, scriptures, traditions, rituals, customs, the materialistic world, the atheist people, and we got confused. Now try to understand, try to know, try to understand. So first of all is the desire to know what is Srimad, and then search different Srimad for different things. Baba has said, for everything, for every action, for every karma, for everything that you do in your Brahmin life, I have given you dictates, and you must try to know them. What is the Srimad for Amrit Vela? What is the Srimad for post Amrit Vela period? What is the Srimad for Murli? What is the Srimad for food? Preparing food, eating food. What is the Srimad for traffic control? What is the Srimad for relationships? What is the Srimad for the evening yoga? What is the Srimad for the Brahmin family? What is the Srimad for the different relationships one has got in the Brahmin family? What is the Srimad for service? What is the Srimad for yoga? What is the Srimad for Gyan? What is the Srimad for going off to sleep? So Baba has given Srimad for almost each and everything. The Srimad is very wide, Srimad is very vast. It is scattered in all the Avyakta Murlis over the period of about 40 years, 50 years. So Srimad is not just one day game. It's not easy thing to understand. It takes a lot of commitment and you have to give a lot of time in order to understand Srimad, because which Srimad should be applied in which condition, that's very important. There might be 100 rules given, and just running them, committing them to memory may not be of much use. Which Srimad, suppose this is the condition, a circumstance, a situation, out of these 100, which Srimad should be used and applied here? Person might get confused even if he reads wrong Srimad, because in Srimad also there are many times contradictory things, because these murlis were recited or narrated, related by Baba to different groups at different time, place and person. So they relate to time, place and person. That's why we see many times contradictory things. So that's why it becomes all the more an uphill task, a tough task, that out of these all Srimad, which Srimad should be applied in this situation, at this point of time, in this place and in my life. Probably what is Srimad for me may not be a Srimad for somebody else. What is applicable to may not be applicable to him at that point of time. So that's why one must try to search Srimad, and for searching Srimad you have to read widely the hundreds of Avyakta Murlis which are scattered here and there. So Srimad is in them, hidden. So that needs a lot of commitment. Otherwise it's quite easy to say that Baba has not said anything about this. But he has said each and everything about each and everything. Only thing is that we have not reached it, we have not approached it, we have not searched it. So search the Srimad. And if you don't find, ask somebody. Somebody is in a very difficult situation. And we get confused. And sometimes the confusion is increased by reading some Murli. Because, for example, somebody is in a very depressed stage, not wanting to talk, not wanting to come in contact with anyone, just locked up in one room and in total depression. And he gets a Murli where Baba says, you should not sing, you should not dance, you have to go beyond sound. So probably his depression might increase. So he will become all the more silent. And his silent may be dangerous. So which Srimad should be applied where? That's a very important thing. Is it for me? Is it for this condition? So for different time, place and person, Srimad varies. So that's where this difference has to be taken into consideration. So, desire to know what is Srimad, then start searching what is Srimad, then understanding Srimad. What is it? What is the depth of it? Because Srimad is something, Mat means opinion. Shri means the highest. The highest opinion may not be very easy to understand. Though the words may look simple, but behind those simple words, a deep, esoteric, mysterious meaning might be hidden. So understanding Srimad takes a lot of time. It needs three things: silence, solitude and introversion. Unless and until one goes in silence and contemplates on one Srimad, probably one may never understand it. He needs a lot of solitude. A place, Baba often says, go in some garden, go in some solitary place, go on the terrace and think, churn, reflect, understand what is Srimad. Introversion. A lot of extroversion causes waste of time. A lot of extroversion makes one talkative, verbose. And more often than not, Brahmins suffer from verbal diarrhea. They keep on talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. Maybe explaining Gyan, but to the extent that they become extrovert. And Gyan says that you have to become introvert. So introversion, solitude, silence. Without these three things, one cannot understand exactly what Srimad is. Then, for understanding Srimad, you need to listen to how our seniors have understood Srimad. Because our understanding may not be so strong, our understanding may not be that mature. So there are people There are seniors who have understood Srimad probably in a better way. So in these cases, in such cases, try to know their opinion as well. Try to know their opinion as well. So, learning from seniors or asking seniors, knowing their opinion. What is Srimad? So that is also one of the things about Srimad. The next is study of Avyakta Murlis. Not just Avyakta but Sakar Murlis. We are all in the habit of studying everyday's Murli. But there is a set of old Sakar Murlis. Actually, you should read every day one old Sakar Murli. That's also a good habit. Murli of last month. Because you have already read it. So that becomes a revision. So this is also a very good habit. To go back and read some Murli which is of the last month. Because that becomes a sort of revision. Because whatever we read, usually we forget in 24 hours if you don't revise. So revision is very important thing. Revision is even more important than the first reading. So the next stage about Srimad is reading. Vast reading. One should become a voracious reader. Read as much as possible. And reading is one of the best things. Otherwise mind drifts to a lower level. Otherwise mind has a tendency to go down. So keep it elevated, to keep it on the higher platform, to keep it at a higher spiritual plane, to keep it at a higher level of purity. The habit of reading is of paramount importance to all the Brahmins. So read as much as possible. Keep yourself engaged, keep oneself busy. The busier we are, the better it is. So, Baba is saying, value Srimad. And one more thing. When you read every day's Murli, just read it from that perspective as to understand what is Srimad from today's Murli. At least five. For example, let's take the example of today's Murli. Baba said, Maya is very strong. Maya turns your head. Maya makes you traitor. And there are some who become very firm traitors. And traitors are those who give something and then they take that back. And Baba cited the example of King Harishchandra. So, the first Srimad from today's Murli is never to become traitor. Then what is traitor? Traitor is somebody who deceives. Traitor is somebody who is not faithful to the master. Traitor is somebody who is not loyal. Am I traitor? If I steal something from this yagya, I am a traitor. If I deceive someone in this yagya, I am a traitor. If I do any disservice, I am a traitor. So, I don't have to become a traitor. So that is the first Srimad. And traitor otherwise also is not looked upon as a good human being. Everybody despises traitor. Everybody looks down upon a traitor. So the first Srimad from today's Murli is don't become a traitor. Second, Baba said, Baba makes you so much elevated. So when you remember Father, tears of love should come roll down your eyes. When you remember Father, tears of love should roll down your eyes. Such intense love, such passionate love, such intimate love for the one Father. Just as the love is seen amongst lovers, very passionate love. They are ready to die for each other, or they are ready to give up their families for each other. The parents who raised them up for 24 years, they just give them up in one go for a newcomer who is a stranger few days back, and now they are in love and they are ready to give up everything. Such intense passion, some intense love. Baba says your love should be very much intense, so much so that tears of love should roll down your cheeks. So that's the second Srimad. Third, Baba said at one point in Murli, in today's Murli, this is a very dirty world and you are not to live in this world anymore. You should not. Now you don't want to live in this world. This is a very, very dirty, filthy world. The world is filled with too much dirt. There is recently a study which has been done in, this is a study which is done in UK. And this is the survey which was conducted by Halifax General Insurance Services Limited. This survey is done in UK, and the conclusion of the survey is 30 million Britons, they accept that they forget things. What they forget? Purse, bags, keys, necessary paper on account of hurry. Sometimes that occurs in buses, taxis, external places. This study showed that 10 million British people forget handbags, purses, briefcases, while number of people forgetting clothes or gym kits is 7.2 million. The number of people forgetting their mobile phones or music players is around 7.1 million. Out of all this, the people who lost their keys constituted the highest number. As many as 12.5 million people have lost their keys. So that is the study. Now what is the cause? Howard Posner, who is the chief executive of Halifax, says that people forget a lot of things in their offices and buses. Those who indulge too much. Now this is the conclusion of the study. The study is conducted in UK and they found that people are forgetting many things. Keys, handbags, purses. And what is the conclusion? Why they forget? Now listen very attentively. Those who indulge too much in sensual pleasures. Those who indulge too much in sensual pleasures lose their vigor. Their sensory tissues are weakened and they tend to forget about everything. The number of forgetful Britons revealed in the above study and the excessive prevalence of sensual pleasures among the people there make it amply clear that the only remedy to overcome forgetfulness is the practice of self-restraint, which is one of the fundamental pillars of Indian culture. So this is a study they have conducted. Why people are forgetting things? And they have arrived at the conclusion that they are forgetting because they are indulging in sensual pleasures. The more one indulges in sensual pleasures, the memory becomes weak. The concentration power dwindles down. The purity deteriorates. And once purity is gone, everything is gone. No concentration, no stability of mind. There is a restlessness within. Flickering mind, sensual mind, titillating senses. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, temptations are many. Temptations are many. This is the last verse. So now come to the another Srimad. Last birth you have to remain pure. But lust is very powerful. And temptations are many. But Baba is telling us, this is the last birth, at least for one last birth, practice perfect purity. And in today's blessing, Baba said, you are pure. Your all five forms are very pure. When you were in the soul world, your purity was highest. When you were in the golden age, you were deity. When you were in the copper age, it's people used to bow down in front of you. And in the confluence age, you are Brahmins whose very birthright is purity. So to become completely pure, to have pure feelings, pure words, pure thoughts, pure dreams, pure vritti, drishti, to have purity in each and every aspect of life. In our feelings, our emotions, in our awareness, in our imagination, in our body, in our wealth, in our mind, in our sanskars, in our relationships, in our behavior, in our demeanor. Every act, every thought, every feeling, everything should become absolutely, completely, perfectly pure. Such sacrosanct purity, such impeccable purity, such stainless, spotless, unadulterated, uncontaminated purity is Baba wants. So there is so much stress just on this one word, purity, purity, purity and purity. Baba wants us to become extremely pure. We should have hatred even for the slightest amount of impurity if that enters the heart. And all impurity enters with body consciousness. So stay away, stay off from this body consciousness. Hands up. Don't touch the body. This is dangerous. So to value father means to value his Srimad. And his Srimad says to become completely pure. His Srimad says to love him above all, to shed the tears of love in his love. He says, don't become traitor. He says, this is a world, this is a very dirty world. And feel as if you don't want to stay here. Also, in slogan, Baba said, be the deity of, goddess of tolerance. So, Srimad is scattered. You have to search it. If you take just one Murli, so these are so many Srimads from today's Murli. Read, reread, revise, re-revise, understand, re-understand, think, rethink, reflect, re-reflect. So that the echo, so that that sound of Murli, those sounds of Srimad should keep on reverberating, echoing in the inner chamber and the inner recesses of the heart. So again, I'll read again. Sweet children, if you value Shri Baba, continue to follow his Shri Mat. To follow Shri Mat means to value Father. And somebody says, I value Father, but I don't know what is his Shri Mat. Probably he is not valuing the Father. In English, they say, he who loves God, he who keeps God at second place gives him no place. God should be kept at the first place in life. He is above all. So that's about today's essence. Om Shanti.